You're watching Press TV's Top 5. We're coming to you live from our headquarters in Tehran. I'm Kenny's Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says the nuclear deal between Tehran and the P5+1 group of countries has been solid enough to resist the pressure of the U.S. government.
Well, JCPOA has been solid enough so that it could continue and resist against the U.S. will in the past 1 year. We have certain principles, and on those basis, we will continue the way. I mean, in the first place, we will never start violating the JCPOA, as we have announced time and again. JCPOA will not undergo any modification. I mean, but the fact that Mr. Trump is willing to do that, well, we won't add one line, nor will we reduce one line.
Fielding questions of Iranian and foreign journalists, Rouhani said President Trump sees the nuclear deal as an agreement between the Democratic Party and Iran. This, he emphasized, is an accord clinched by 7 countries and approved by the UN Security Council. Rouhani added that Tehran will take its future measures based on its own interests in case Washington decides to withdraw from the JCPOA. The Iranian president also condemned the presence of U.S. forces on Syrian soil. He noted that no army can enter Syria without the permission of the government in Damascus. Rouhani also expressed hope that Turkey will stop its military operation against Kurds in northern Syria. Joining us via Skype from Boston is Kaveh Afrasiabi. He's an author and a political scientist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Afrasiabi. Now, first of all, as far as the JCPOA's depiction is concerned in the mind of Trump, as President Rouhani put it, he sees this as an accord between the Democratic Party, or as many have pointed, the Obama administration and Iran. And his anti-JCPOA stance comes from his anti-Obama and dismantling of Obama policies.
I definitely concur with that and think that if you look at Trump's campaign and his rhetoric against Obama that has continued until today, he's trying to wash away Obama's legacy and his footprint on the U.S. policy. Nevertheless, we see a policy continuity that is reflected in the fact that the Trump administration has so far waived the Iran sanctions 3 times, in essence being in compliance with the JCPOA. And I predict that it will remain to be so for the remainder of the Trump presidency, irrespective of his verbal assault on the JCPOA. But on the other hand, President Rouhani sent a very strong message today that the current efforts by the White House to rewrite and revise the JCPOA in collaboration with some of the European governments that are showing some unsettling sign of wobbliness and weakness, that the Europeans in particular would not appease Mr. Trump and remain steadfast in defense of the JCPOA, because it's in their own national interest in light of the fact that the Iran-European trade has grown exponentially since the implementation of the JCPOA.
Right, I get to the point of the European partners of the JCPOA in just a bit, but however, getting back to Trump's stance, as you spoke of his move towards dismantling Obama-era policies, at least as far as his words are concerned, then is this yet another indication that when Trump speaks of Iran violating the spirit of the agreement, he's not basing it on any actual evidence on the ground?
No, and you know, the earlier Trump accusations of Iran's not being in compliance have been deleted from the latest announcements by both President Trump and his Secretary of State, who have conceded the fact that Iran is in fact in full compliance. And you know, the rhetoric has really shifted to Iran's regional behavior, conventional non-nuclear issues, ballistic missile issues, and so on and so forth. So with respect to the essential core issues of the JCPOA, the U.S. really doesn't have any justification to complain about. And I think that they're trying to, you know, bully the Europeans somewhat, but the Europeans are not too alarmist about it. Their thinking is that, well, if we can make some nominal gestures and give the impression of some, you know, new processes that work to make the White House happy, so be it.
Right, so you're saying that the European partners to the JCPOA are not going to buckle under U.S. pressure. We have seen them, for example, move against their own national interests in the past while imposing sanctions on Iran because of the U.S.
Yes, but at the same time, you know, there's a whole area of division and policy differences between Europe and the United States. Right now, Iran and Europe are in the same mind with respect to Turkey's unlawful breach of Syrian sovereignty, and we've heard very similar statements from the French president in particular. And so, you know, Europeans and the Iranians are in common accord with respect to regional security issues, and they both have serious misgivings about the U.S.-backed invasion of Syria by Turkey and their lame excuses. So I anticipate those areas of agreement and cooperation between Europe and Iran to increase in 2018.
Okay, we'll keep a close eye on that. That's Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, joining us live from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, as always, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.